Morning Watch, making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming, week 2. Making ourselves ready for the Lord's coming by growing in life unto maturity. Wednesday, related verses, Hebrews 12, 10 through 11, and 5 through 7. For they disciplined for a few days, as it seemed good to them, but he, for what is profitable, that we might partake of his holiness. Now no discipline at the present time seems to be a matter of joy, but of grief. But afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been exercised by it. 5-7. And you have completely forgotten the exhortation which reasons with you as with sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives. It is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom the Father does not discipline? 2 Corinthians 1, 9-10. Indeed, we ourselves had the response of death in ourselves, that we should not base our confidence on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead, who has delivered us out of so great a death, and will deliver us, in whom we have hoped that he will also yet deliver us. Genesis 47, 7 and 10. And Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and set him before Pharaoh, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh. 10. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went forth from Pharaoh's presence. Related reading. Maturity is a matter of the enlargement of capacity. You must allow God to give you time to suffer beyond measure. Then your capacity will be enlarged. It is important for us to receive God's arrangement in the circumstances. This arrangement is the discipline of the Holy Spirit. To escape God's arrangement just one time is to lose an opportunity to have our capacity enlarged. A believer can never be the same after passing through suffering. For this reason, when believers are passing through suffering, they must pay attention, and they must realize that maturity in life is the sum total of receiving the discipline of the Holy Spirit. People may see a person who has matured in life, but they cannot see the accumulated discipline of the Holy Spirit, which that person has received secretly, day by day, throughout the years. In Genesis 27, we see a supplanter. Whoever came in contact with Jacob, his father, his brother, or his uncle, was the loser. Jacob, on the contrary, always came out ahead. However, at the time of Rachel's death, Jacob began to suffer loss. But even this loss produced a gain, and that gain was Benjamin. In chapter 37, Jacob underwent another loss, the loss of Joseph. In this chapter, Jacob did not gain anything. From this point onward, Jacob lost one thing after another. Eventually, in chapter 47, he gained the fullness of life. When you are filled past the brim with life, this life will overflow into others. This overflow is the blessing. Therefore, in chapter 27, we see a supplanter. In chapter 37, a transformed man. And in chapter 47, a mature person. Jacob's transformation began at the time God came in to touch him, 32:25. And it continued until chapter 37, when the process of transformation was relatively complete. However, in this chapter, Jacob did not yet have maturity, the fullness of life. In order to gain this, he had to experience the dealings in the last stage, the dealings at Hebron. At Hebron, Jacob constantly lived in fellowship with God. After the loss of Joseph, Jacob was free from every frustration and was completely open to the Lord. Undoubtedly, Jacob thought about Joseph day after day. He had concluded that Joseph had been devoured by an evil beast, but this had not been confirmed. Hence, Jacob might have thought that perhaps he would see Joseph again. This pressed Jacob to God and opened him up to God. During all these years, Jacob was ajar, open to the heavens, and the heavenly rain was continuously falling into him. In this period of time, Jacob was daily in the presence of God, being filled with the divine life. Our preoccupations frustrate the growth of life. But when Jacob heard the news about Joseph in Egypt, he had been emptied of every preoccupation. Nothing was occupying his inner being. Rachel had died, his 12 sons had gone away, and Jacob had been utterly emptied out. He was so empty that when the good news came, he was not excited by it. In fact, his heart was even rather cold. When the news came regarding Joseph, Jacob had not only been transformed, he was completely filled with the divine life. He had become mature. Like Jacob, after we have been changed, God will sovereignly use persons, things, and events to empty us of everything that has filled us and to take away every preoccupation, so that we may have an increased capacity to be filled with God. From Jacob's experience, we can see that everything that happens to us is under God's sovereignty for our transformation and maturity. Nothing is accidental. God's eternal purpose can only be accomplished through our transformation and maturity.